This is also a turning lathe. It looks a bit different than the lathe I showed you earlier, the one I usually work with. With this machine, you can turn large flywheels and the like. As I said, all of these machines are old. Most of them are from the late 18, early 1900s. And this is actually the oldest machine on the floor, from the 1860s. Well, the machines might be old, that's true. But what I've always liked about this place is the friendly atmosphere. We're like one big family. But when I was just a blue-eyed young lad and new here, the men could play tricks on me. Sometimes they'd oil the underside of the handle in the lathe so that I couldn't get a grip on it. Another trick was sending me off to the smithy to fetch the resounding bell toll, or to the tool shop for a sky hook. I was supposed to pick up some of those new American points of view at the ironmongers, and then go to the liquor store to fetch a new bubble for the spirit level. Boy, did I ever feel stupid. Well, I only fell for those the first time. I can laugh about it now. A bit of mischief does liven up those long and hard working days. We have a 48-hour week here and work from 7:30 to 4:30 with an hour's lunch in between. On Saturdays we get off at 1 o'clock. Our annual holiday starts right after Midsummer. On the day before Midsummer, Yossi, that's what we call our governor, Edvin Jonsson, he turns off the electric lights at 9 o'clock sharp. That's our signal to start cleaning up the workplace. When that's done, we decorate our machines with birch branches, like the custom here in Sweden. We get to go home after that, but Yossi, he clocks out at 4:30. So we get paid for the whole day. He's a pretty good bloke, our governor. And you know what? It's Midsummer soon. Do you hear that awful noise? It's coming from that room with the black and white flooring. If you go through the door, you'll see a large crude oil engine. That's a 40 horsepower engine, that is. There's a generator connected to the engine. It looks almost like a big dynamo for a bicycle ride, doesn't it? Well, with that generator, we can actually produce our own electricity, if we need it. Come on over and take a look. The big thing over there, that's a compressed air tank. The thing is, we need compressed air to get the engine started. And there's a compressor, that's...